London. The streets are abustle with horse-drawn carriages and wagons as traders cry their wares. Rich folk and humble pick their way across the teeming thoroughfares, and the crossing sweepers are hard at work scooping up behind the more nervous pedestrians. For this is the London of yesteryear, of Queen Victoria, the London of Charles Dickens. As usual, it is Christmas. The spirit of goodwill is in the air, and in Portland Place, the crowds marvel at a public display of sound effects. The shops are crammed with festive merchandise, and as dusk falls and the gas is lit, the bright windows are soon all aglow as the excited crowds impede the progress of the fire brigade.
Make way, or you'll feel the weight of my shiny helmet.
No, we like a good fire, we do.
That's why we're excited.
But come away, dear listener, away from the cheery lights and merry throng, away to this dismal street, where we find a gloomy shopfront identified in grimy lettering as the Music Emporium. Although it is Christmas, the establishment shows no sign of festivity, and within its dank interior, sitting muttering to himself at his miserable desk, we find the proprietor. None other than Ebenezer Scrumpf.